Hi, thanks for joining episode 10 of Your Body Advocate. Today, we're going to talk about spring cleaning, not only for your spaces like in your house, but also in your body and your mind and your spirit. Let's take a deep breath to relax. Ready? All right, let's go.
You're listening to Your Body Advocate, telling your body's side of the story. The podcast dedicated to supporting and improving your body-mind connection so you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life, dissolving one body tension at a time. Discover the healing properties of your own body language, and together, let's explore ways to support and improve essential self-talk. Now, here's your host, Master of Encouragement and Body-Mind Life Coach, Ruth Cummings.
Hey, thanks for joining me for this podcast on spring cleaning and like cleaning things up in your life. This is a subject I bring up a lot in my massage room with people, and I think it's an important one, and it sure comes up in my life quite a bit. So spring cleaning, the places that we can clean, really, really simple. Three places we can clean to help our lives, to make the spaces clear, to clean up your schedule, to clean up your drawers, and to clean up your closets. Now, some people like to do this once a year where you go in and you organize your drawers or you go through your closets, you can give stuff away. For me, I try to do it, say, 3 to 4 times a year because I get exhausted because there's so much stuff around in my house. I have way too many things. And so I try to do one at a time because even that overwhelms me. So I try to do one drawer on a weekend or one closet on a weekend. But those types of cleansings of our areas and our spaces is really important. But today, what I really wanted to get into is cleaning up three things in your life that can help your healing process. So relationships, finances, and work-life balance. Now, these all are really loaded subjects of how to clean them up so that you can heal better. And so I'm going to do finances and work-life balance in different podcasts. And today I want to just really focus on relationships and cleaning those up and giving you some examples and what types of relationships need cleaning up. So the first one in relationships are in your first circles, your spouse, your kids, your parents. And then we go to the second circle, like coworkers, bosses. But the main one is your relationship with yourself and your relationship with God or the higher power or however you see that entity. So, of course, the one with yourself is really what this podcast is all about, because we don't recognize what our body's trying to tell us with pain and anxiety, etc. So it's a really big one that is missing for many of us. But let's say that you don't have good relationships with your spouse, your kids, your parents. Those are things to clean up. You can think about it and write them a letter if you need to. But what I recognize is when people are telling me about an issue with their spouse, for example, their body gets tight. And we've talked about this in previous podcasts. And if you can match what you're angry about with a pain in your body, it can really help you heal. Then, if you can clean that relationship up, and what do I mean by cleaning that up? Well, getting right with them, getting right with yourself, getting right with your spouse or your kids or your parents or coworkers, bosses, yourself or God, they get in the way of your healing. So what I often suggest is to, again, write a letter. It doesn't have to go to them. You could burn the letter. You really need to get the intense anxiety or anger out of your body. That's the point of writing the letter. It's not about, at first, communicating with them. First, it's about getting it out of your own body so that your body can relax. Then, if they're alive or if they're safe for you to talk to, you can either practice what you're going to tell them or write it in a letter or a text or something if it's not going to cause problems. My main suggestion for you is to recognize how your body handles that, and that when we are in a chronic illness, if you have cancer, if you have just a chronic pain, chronic illness, a lot of times these relationships are bogging down your healing process, and possibly, quite very possibly, part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So to try to clean all of these areas of your life that are bogging you down and slowing your healing is really, really smart. So you can, again, write letters. You can talk while you're walking. You could record it. You don't have to record it. It's not for them, but to get it out of your body. You can do it with singing. You could do it with writing. You could talk to a friend about it. And if you feel like you can try to get the relationship clean and calm and get some forgiveness between the two of you, I see that that helps the healing process when people do that. So I just wanted to point that out and offer that to you to turn these relationships around to support you instead of hindering your healing process. So this is the main question. What is hindering your healing? And what is creating better healing for you? Who do you feel really good around? You know, like when you're with somebody and you're like, wow, you know, I feel a lot better right now. Or you're around somebody and you feel drained and you feel like you have to go take a nap or like you have to take a shower even, like just, ugh. When you're around that type of energy, then you can logically see that your body can't heal as quickly. Maybe can't heal at all, and it will almost go backwards. So the point of this podcast is to just remember how to clean up relationships around you, spring clean your relationships by noticing any that have a string. And what I mean by that string is the string of like making it hard to heal. So just cut the string. If anything is bogging you down and it's a weight on you, then I would suggest cutting it. And if anything is lifting you up and giving you more energy and you feel so excited, that is the energy you want to spend more time with. So like the spring cleaning is to find the ones that aren't doing that. The whole point is to notice your body, right? To be the advocate for your body and what relationships are good for your body and what relationships are not so good for the healing of your body. So the other flip side of that is, how are you with other people? Like, are you someone who drains someone's energy? Are you someone who picks people up or lifts them up? So that, like, to notice your own energy, I think, is also important because you can clean that up. You can notice, wow, I'm really draining, and all I do is talk about myself, and all I do is relate things to myself instead of listening, or like truly listening what they need. And what my person who I'm listening to, really looking in their eye and watching them and noticing what they're saying with their body, not just with their words, and being very sincere and trying to be as compassionate as you can, and like how you'd want to be treated, right? So like to turn that around. So how clean are you in your relationships? So you could clean that up too in your spring cleaning. And back to your body advocate, right? If you are being draining, if you are being more selfish in your communication when someone's talking to you than you thought, then just make it better. You can change it immediately. And the other thing to notice, what I was saying, being your body advocate, is when you're being that way, what does that do to your body? Because if that's giving you a lot of energy, that's something to really look at and maybe even find a counselor for, because you don't want to get energy from draining other people. So that's probably a learned behavior and something that you could go talk to someone about, and you could turn that around. It's definitely something you can turn around, especially if you catch it early. Always remember that everybody is both sides, right? Everybody takes energy and everybody gives energy. And there's this balance of giving and taking that is what we're after, right? So sometimes we just take too much. We're just really needy. And sometimes we give too much. And we just, you know, we're always serving and then we feel resentful. So there's both sides and we want to find that balance. And your body is right in the middle of that, right? Your body does feel the drain and your body feels the excitement. And so we want all of us, you know, the whole team of our body, right? Our mind, our body, and everything involved, all our energy levels, to be right in the middle, to give as much as we take. So if you notice that you give too much, then think about that and maybe even talk to somebody about that or journal about it. Like, I'm always giving and I don't allow people to give to me. Or are you a taker? Like, I'm always talking about myself and I'm not really being sincere and compassionate about someone else's problems. So those are all both changeable right away, like I said before. And like the podcast we just had about finding God in your body, there's a lot of us who give too much and then we can't even notice when someone's trying to give back to us, including from the higher power, from God, and we don't allow that in. And then that becomes a big problem, especially when we're in a situation in our lives where we really need some support. And I'm in that, like, I give too much and it's really hard to give to me. My husband's like that. Like, he gives. He's a server. He likes to give of his time and energy. But, like, come to his birthday and you want to give him a present. Oh my gosh, that's like, it's so hard because nothing that I suggest is something that he wants, and it's really frustrating. Now for him, he feels like he's being really nice, you know, oh, I don't deserve it, or, you know, you don't need to get me anything. But I offer, you guys are out there who are like that, or girls too, but I know a lot of husbands are like this. My dad's like this as well, and so is my brother, where allow us to give you something. It's good for us to give you that, for the kids and for the people around you. We want to give you something, not mainly because you don't deserve or you do deserve, but it's nice for us to give something to you. And so there's that interesting dichotomy of, like, you know, don't give me, I don't deserve. And wow, if I would allow someone to give me something, then they feel better. And so it's so interesting about give and take and how it affects the body. So back to the thought of spring cleaning. So first, just clean things up. And what we mean by that is, if anything's dragging on you, if a relationship is dragging on you, clean it up. The next one is to cut those strings. Cut the strings of people who are not helping you heal by first noticing that they're weighing you down. Those strings are weighing you down. You don't need to cut the entire relationship. Possibly you do, not always. But you can cut the areas of the relationship that are a weight to you, that are hard on your healing. Sometimes this needs a counselor's help, and sometimes you need to do some deep journaling or praying to figure out how to do that without ending the relationship. Or do you need to end the relationship and maybe get some help doing that so that you're safe, or that you don't cause problems with the rest of the family or some other friend groups or a coworker, things like that. So it really takes some time to think about how it's weighing you down and how to make it better for your body. And the last thing you can do for your spring cleaning of your body is to check your own strings. How are you with energy around your best friends, your family, your spouse, your kids? Are you a giver or are you a taker? And if you're doing more giving, then change it to do a little bit more taking. Be able to receive. Or if you're a taker sometimes more than you're a giver, then just balance that out. Notice what you're up to, and balancing it out is the way to fix that. So thanks, you guys, for listening today for how to do some spring cleaning in our body. And also do some in your house. You could take things to some great places around every city that needs support. Take them some extra clothes or some furniture, toys, dog toys, old blankets for dogs and other animals. All kinds of stuff is needed in our society. So go do some spring cleaning. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you at our next podcast. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Your Body Advocate with Ruth Cummings. We're so glad you've joined us today and truly believe you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life. To connect with Ruth, work with Ruth, or to grab your free ebook, go to ruthcummings.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Until next time, friends, be open, include the unincluded, think outside the box, and spread love and kindness one smile at a time.